Hi, welcome to the Read, Play, Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris.
And I'm Jack Love, your other host.
This podcast is a resource for parents and caregivers as we educate on the importance of reading, playing, and talking with children every day. In this episode, we are talking with Mindy Corcoran from Whataburger of Mesquite about their partnership with Read, Play, Talk and their involvement in the Mesquite community in general.
All right. Well, welcome, Mindy. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we are so happy to have you. So I'm just going to say this right before I ask you all about yourself. You're my favorite guest because you brought us gifts.
Yes, that's right. Note to all the future podcast
exactly.
people.
Note to the future people. Gifts are always welcome.
Yeah, we're so glad you're here. When I was planning for November, I'm like, we should do a partner that we're super grateful for because that's just the theme of November, right?
That's
we're thinking of thankfulness and your orange, which goes along with November. So it seemed to be a really good fit. I'm like, we need to have someone from Whataburger on this episode.
Absolutely. So perfect.
Aww. I'm super glad to be here. And I don't think we go anywhere without gifts. They won't let us.
I love
Very
that.
Very nice. Very nice. So tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, you know, how long you've been in Mesquite, working for Whataburger, family, those kind of things.
Yeah, sure. We have come to Texas by way of New Orleans. That's where I was born and raised. And we moved here in early 2021 for work and opportunities and things for my family. I started with Whataburger of Mesquite almost a year ago now. I had been a freelance marketer for the last several years, kind of work from home mom.
Right.
And once we moved here and they're older, I said, you know, I think I can go back to work now.
Awesome.
And when I saw this Texas icon hiring for marketing,
gotta jump on that.
I mean, I smashed the apply button
yes.
so fast.
So.
Yeah, super top secret. I love Whataburger.
That is not a secret.
No, it's not. But I do love it with jalapenos. Everything with jalapenos.
Do you?
Yeah.
So how has it been like walking into the Whataburger family? I mean, because like you and I were talking before we started recording, so many people who work for Whataburger have been there for like years and decades. So how was it jumping in as a newcomer?
It was terrifying a little bit for me. But everyone from the moment I started, I mean, from before I started, really made me feel super welcome. And it's a real supportive community. I genuinely love what I do. They don't pay me to say that. Like, I mean, today, look, I'm here recording a podcast. You know, yesterday I was hauling boxes into storage. And this weekend we're going to be at an event in Mesquite. And so it's every day is different and exciting. I get to bring people gifts. And so I really enjoy it. It's a super supportive community, supportive team, both internally and externally.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, and there are just so many great people on the Whataburger leadership team that I'm sure it's like just very inspiring to work with people like that in such a welcoming environment. So I'm glad that you found Whataburger and that they found you. And that ultimately you're here with us and you brought us gifts.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's a good day.
Yeah.
So our family loves Whataburger. Okay, my girls weren't born in Texas. They were born in Illinois, but we moved here when my girls were 1 and 3. And so Whataburger is like a staple for us. We eat it at least once a week, sometimes twice a week if things are real crazy. And I remember we were out of town in another state. This has probably been a year or two ago, and we were trying to decide where we wanted to go for lunch, and both of my girls were like, oh, let's have Whataburger. And I said, oh, I don't think they have Whataburger here. And they were both like, what? Like, they could not even comprehend, like, what place are we in that doesn't have Whataburger? So we're not remiss to know that we're very fortunate to live in a city where there's lots of Whataburgers. But it wasn't started here. Whataburger wasn't started in Mesquite. So can you give us a little bit of the history behind Whataburger when it came to Mesquite and just the different stores, all the things?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been about 53 years. So it was founded here in Mesquite in 1969 by John and Joyce Hyman. And I think to speak to this culture that they have, I think it stems from them, right? Mrs. Hyman was a teacher and Mr. Hyman worked for a railroad company and they were always moving. And at some point, I guess around in the late 60s, he was ready to put down roots here in the area. And through a series of unlikely events, he got the opportunity to purchase this franchise, Whataburger Mesquite, or start the franchise. He sold his stamp collection, borrowed on his inheritance, used his savings to be able to put down the down payment for the first store, which was over at Motley and Gus Thomason. It's still, the structure is still there, but that store is no longer in operation. Mm. So that's how they got started here with real humble, you know, roots. And it was really important to them to be part of the community, not just be a business in the community, but serve the community as well.
Yeah. And you have, do you know how many stores that the Hyman's franchise of Whataburger, how many you own now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 21 all across the Mesquite area, stretching all the way up to Greenville, I think might be the farthest one up. But we definitely stick like hyper-local.
Very nice. So I think it's important that we should always share our Whataburger stories, like your daughter's.
Yeah, for sure. So, everybody has a Whataburger
story.
That's
right. And so I actually have two great ones, but this one kind of ties in well with Lindsay. So I grew up in Texas. I ate Whataburger every day like your kids.
Yeah.
And my first job out of state, my wife and I moved to Asheville, North Carolina, and I went to look for a Whataburger and an HEB, but specifically for Whataburger, and it wasn't there. I was like,
where have we moved?
Like, I was so, I don't know what the word is, but mm-hmm. naive to think that Whataburger was all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super disappointed when it wasn't.
Right. That's a big disappointment for sure.
Yeah. So I feel for your girls.
Thank you.
I'm getting at.
I'll pass that along.
They are growing as a company. I think they're in 14 states now. So.
Yeah. I remember I went to for a work event one time in Arizona, and there was a Whataburger in Arizona. I was like, oh, I'm stopping.
Yeah, because for a long time, they were just like in Texas and Oklahoma, mm-hmm, right? Yeah. And then they've just kind of kept expanding. I didn't realize they were in 14 states now.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Soon we will take over the country.
That's right.
It will be everywhere.
Hopefully that and HEBs will be solid.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so in Mesquite, just about every community event that I've been to, I think that Lindsay's probably been to, you know, we can find Whataburger of Mesquite in there in some form or fashion. So, you know, we're always thankful for that. But I do know that one of Whataburger's key values is invest in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my big question is, why is the involvement in the community so important to Whataburger of Mesquite?
It goes back to the founders, to the Hyman family. Mrs. Hyman was an elementary school teacher here in Mesquite, and investing in the community, in education, in the future, in children has always been one of their values. So they brought that into this franchise, and it's been one of our core goals since our beginning.
It's great. I mean, I just love, so I sit on the Mesquite Education Foundation. There's a couple of your folks on there. Dawn's on there, and so is Mike. And we have such a good time. I mean, they're always invested. It's so good to see you guys there. You were at our Replay Talk event, mm-hmm. Handing out coupons and candy and all that kind of stuff. It's super important, I think, for businesses, and it's so good to see that you guys are invested in that.
Yes. I heard the event was a wonderful success. I was out with the flu and had to miss it, which was a huge bummer because I went to the last one at the school, and it was wonderful to be there. So I was really looking forward to this one, and I had to miss it. So there's my, not exactly Whataburger story, there's my Replay Talk story.
Well, look at that. Not only do we have a commute in common, we have that in common. I missed
Jack
it
Jack was
too.
Also not at the Replay Talk Festival, but we try not to bring that up super
right.
often.
I just ripped the Band-Aid off every time just because
subject.
I know it's coming. So.
Yeah, it is.
I did miss it, but I know it's always a successful event for us. It's one that we're super proud of.
Yes. So I know Whataburger, like we've talked about, very invested in the community, very invested in giving back. Y'all also have a lot of really strong partnerships. Like I know, like with the Education Foundation run last year, the Whataburger trailer came out with the Dallas Cowboys mascot, mm-hmm. I think was there. And so y'all really do partner with small and large organizations kind of all over the DFW area. And we're super grateful that you partnered with Replay Talk. And that partnership really started when the initiative began back in 2016, 17. I can never always get that mixed
15,
up.
15, 16, somewhere around there, yeah.
So we'll just, in the middle, we'll meet in 2016.
Yeah, why not?
But really, like, one of the foundational community partners that we had when this initiative started, we knew we needed some solid community partnerships that had a lot of influence in the community that could really help us get this launched and help spread the word about Replay Talk. And so Whataburger was obviously one of the businesses that we went to initially. And so I just wanted to ask you, like, why is Replay Talk an initiative that Whataburger of Mesquite wants to partner with and support?
Again, I think it goes all the way back to our founders. They believed in the investment in our youth. And so we were founded with that goal in mind. Investing in local education initiatives, it's one of our core goals. Our family members, our community members, they're in part products of their education, right? So we want to do all that we can to help ensure it's a great one in this community where we have such a strong presence.
Yeah, I remember when Whataburger had their 50th anniversary celebration. We were at the DAC, and because the Hyman family had such a strong education background, they wanted to choose an organization or nonprofit to donate money towards. So they donated $5,000 to Read, Play, Talk on that day, which was just really special. And we were in the process at that time of raising money for our Read, Play, Talk bus. And that donation was really, I'm thinking that was the first large donation that we had for that project. And it really helped us get the wheels turning on that bus, you know, get the balls rolling. And so, yeah, we're just so grateful for Whataburger's partnership. And even though I think we're going to talk about this a little next, like on paper, it doesn't look like it would be a partnership maybe worth pursuing, or it doesn't look like, oh, this doesn't match up, a company that sells burgers and a early literacy initiative. Like, how does that work?
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to point out that Whataburger is always willing to step up. And oftentimes we don't even have to ask. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got an event that we're planning, and Whataburger's like, we can take care of that. Don't worry about it. And you don't find partners like that. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm sure from Lindsay's too. So
it's a very generous company for sure. Always willing to go above and beyond.
For sure.
Yeah. And on behalf of Whataburger, you're welcome. And you guys are making such a tangible difference in the lives of children in this community that it's an honor to support you in your endeavors. We are glad to do this.
Thank you.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. So I did want to get to this question because I think it's it is really important. You guys are involved in the community. You do a lot. We've talked about all of that type of stuff. So what would you say to a business who maybe wants to partner with us with Read, Play, Talk, but doesn't necessarily have a direct connection to literacy to families? What would you say to, you know, maybe somebody like that?
I would say do it. Partner with you guys, because if they have a connection to this community, they do have a connection to families. They do have a connection to literacy. It would be beneficial for them to make this community better and to support nonprofits like you all that are out here doing this legwork to make the community better and to invest in the future. So there's no reason not to if you're a local business or even a bigger business that has a local presence.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to hang out with Whataburger and you might get some gifts.
Yeah.
100%. I couldn't agree more at Town East. That's what we did. I mean, we don't have a connection, right? But it's important to be a part of the community. And what better part of the community to be the education part, you know? And so we're really proud to be a part of the organization as well.
Yeah. And you touched on it on your answer, but we've said this a lot of times that if Read, Play, Talk is implemented well within businesses, you know, organizations, the whole Mesquite community will benefit from it. And so while, yes, Whataburger doesn't necessarily have a direct line to early literacy, but you do have a direct line to the Mesquite community. And this is one way that you can support it, strengthen it, make sure our kids are well prepared and set up for a successful future, which will only benefit you. I mean, these are your future employees. These are the families that are going to be coming to your restaurants. It is going to be in your best interest and in theirs that they have a strong foundation to build the rest of their life on.
Absolutely. That's exactly, yes. You said what I was thinking.
Ditto.
Yeah. So awesome.
Yes.
So
Mindy,
thank you so much.
We've enjoyed having you on our episode. Like I said, Jack and I, big fans of Whataburger. Jack especially. I think you even have like a sunshade for your car. That's Whataburger.
I do. I passed it down to my son because I got a different car and it didn't fit in my window, but it fits perfectly in his.
That's perfect.
So he is a super proud owner of the, you know which one I'm talking about?
The hotter than a jalapeno.
Hotter than a jalapeno. I told you I love jalapenos. So first time I saw it, I had to get that. So yes, I am a huge fan.
Mindy, is there anything else that you wanted to share or say before you wrap up?
Just support Read, Play, Talk, and y'all go have Whataburger for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, you heard it here. Support Read, Play, Talk, and eat Whataburger.
Or breakfast. Don't forget the taquito. I love me some taquitos.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Mindy. We loved having you on.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks for listening to today's episode with our guest, Mindy Corcoran. We would love it if you would share this episode with friends and other families in your community that could benefit from this information, or even a business who would be a great partner with Read, Play, Talk. Our episodes are released monthly, and we encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you'll never miss an episode. If you're interested in ideas on how to read, play, and talk together at home, we encourage you to follow us on our social media pages. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Read, Play, Talk, and on Twitter at Read, Play, Talk, TX.